Christians awake, salute the happy morn. It's Christmas morning, and I'm sitting here in the gloom, recording my message, while the family are still sleeping away in their various rooms. We're back at the house, having spent Christmas Eve down on the boat, and my goodness me, it blew. I can't remember a Christmas when it's blown as hard as that. They record 70-odd knots in Southampton. We had over 50 knots on the marina at Bewley. All the trees were down. We actually got trapped in the boatyard because a large tree had fallen down across the lane going down from the road, and there we were. But little cared we, because it was a fine thing to be on the boat and listen to that grand wind just roaring through the trees and through the rigging. Couldn't have been better, really. There's nothing like a little adventure when you're safe as houses. It made me think of a few other gales when we've been far from safe. We'd seen that much wind in the North Atlantic on Surrey, Ros and me, when we were so young, still in our 20s, and coming home from Canada far too late in the year. And we took a devil of a hammering. Our own fault. We should have left in September, like sensible people, but we didn't. We left it till October, because we were having a good time, and, well, all good things must be paid for in the end, and we paid dearly. We had one shocking night when we broke the tiller, and I think it was probably blown about force 10. I don't know, because we didn't have an anemometer in those days. Quite right, too. It's not the sort of thing any grown-up should have, I think. You should look at the sea and see what's going on, and my goodness, looking at the sea left no room for doubt. The seas were running houses high all the way from America, and I spent the night hanging over the back of the boat trying to repair the steering gear, with Ros holding onto me wellies, and the seas breaking over us. I'll never forget that. It was a sort of formative moment in my life, because I realised in those days that probably Ros is a better man than me. I was all for packing up and going and lying on the saloon floor and hoping it would all go away, but she kept cracking the whip, and somehow we cobbled it up. Actually, I mended it in the end by banging a couple of nails in and bending the ends over in a seaman-like manner. Just shows. Always carry 6-inch nails. But here we are at Christmas, and thinking back to that lovely little boat, sorry, the Colin Archer boat that we had when we were so young and sailed away with nothing. We had a wonderful Christmas one year in Grenada. We'd made the usual crowd of pals that you make when you're cruising, and we all decided that we'd sail round to Hog Island, somewhere off the south coast there, where there was an anchorage, where there wouldn't be anybody. Goodness knows what's there now, but in those days it was a deserted anchorage with palm trees. It was fringed with reefs, and getting in was pretty interesting, especially for us, because we had no engine at the time. But we managed to work our way in, and we had all nations there. It was great. There was a couple of locals, there was people from Britain, the people from America. A great guy from America, I remember. He liked to drink, he did, and I remember one day he and I went to town, and I came back and his wife was pouring the gin bottles over the stern of the boat, so he had no booze when he got back. She told him what the score was. But we'd a couple of South African lads who organised some sucking pigs for us to roast for Christmas, and the pigs arrived on the hoof, and we all turned our backs, and the South Africans dealt with them. They knew how to deal with that sort of thing, and the pigs ended up on the roast, and we all sat round and toasted Father Christmas, sang songs, somebody made some mince pies, goodness knows how, and it was a happy time. No snow, just the trade wind blowing and the palms waving, and a great crowd of people singing and just having a little bit of love at Christmas. It was great. And then we all went our separate ways. Goodness knows where they all ended up. I don't know. We've heard from some of them, but a lot of them just went back to the sea, and the sea swallowed them up and spat them out on another shore. I hope they're all having a good time now, because they were our brothers and sisters then. Well, I've got to go. I've got to go and open my stocking, actually. It's not so bad outside. I might poddle down to the boat later on today and see how things are doing, but I think she's all right. I think she's absolutely fine. She's got her Christmas tree up and the lights are working. It blew flat the other night, but I've got it set up again, and the lights are winking away to tell everybody who passes that this is Constance, and that she's our boat, and that we wish you a Merry Christmas, one and all.